before I fell asleep, yeah.
What do you, with them losing and you being, put you guys at the top of the division with them, what do you think about that, Vince?
I'm really not paying attention to that. It's all about us getting better on our bye week, so that's how we got to approach this, control what we can control, and that's us getting better as a team. So, and that's how we're attacking this week, and I think it'll be good for the team to attack it that way. The time we're here, get some work done, and move on from there.
But you've won big. Teams have to have obviously have goals and all that, and this division is there for the taking. Given that thought, what do you think, Vince?
I mean, I'm not paying that no attention. Got to take it one game at a time. So our next opponent is Cincinnati. So, and we're going to gear everything towards Cincinnati, being able to come off a bye, have, you know, an extra week, a few extra days to prepare for them. We'll be good for us, especially going on the road. So we have to take advantage of that. And that's what we got to do this week. And it starts today, getting some stuff done in the meeting room and stuff. So tomorrow, then we go out on the field and put some things together and get off to a good track going into, you know, our next game in Cincinnati. So it's going to be a long, long year from here on out. Everything's going to be important for us, starting with this week, and that's taking care of what we need to take care of as a team and moving on to Cincinnati.
What's your biggest takeaway from the first eight games? You've seen flashes of what you guys can do. Is that some of the positives you have to focus on from that?
Yeah, I mean, when we play well, we play well. I mean, when we play consistent, and we have a really good football team, and I think we just have to do a lot more of that. We've seen flashes where we do that, and we've seen flashes where we gave up some plays that we don't need to give up. And the crazy thing about it is nothing. It's not like we have to wave a magic wand, you know, over everything. It's just simple stuff, little small things. So just get it, you know, get everybody to understand it's the small things that lead to the bigger things. That's going to be very important for us to correct. Just tackling and being in the right gap and fitting up well. That just small things like that. So it's a good week to get, you know, to look at film and take some time and just look at ourselves and see what we can do better as a team, not just as a defense, but as a team. I think we'll benefit from that. So that's how we're approaching it. And we'll go on the field tomorrow, make some more adjustments and everything. But when we get back going, it's going to be a long, long ride. So we got to be ready for it.
How do you view what you
worker process? I mean, for the most part, you know, I was brought here for a certain reason, and anytime, you know, running game, I'm very proud for the running game, and that's one reason I was here. Even though some plays that I don't supposed to make, I'm always want to make those plays because of, you know, my foundation, what I was brought here for. So I'm always frustrated when the run game don't go well. It might not be my fault all the time, but you know, that's just me.
Sounds like you take it personal.
Oh, absolutely. I take it very, very personal. So but last week, we played well, you know, and the one thing I know about this team is they're going to fight their tails off. We've done it each week. And like I say, it's a lot of little things that we're doing wrong. It's nothing big. It's nothing to, you know, to get angry about it. But you can be disappointed just because we have so much better team, my teammates and our coaching staff and everything. We have so much better players. And for us to play the way we've been playing, it's just inconsistent. So I think we just got to be more consistent. And I think if we do that, we'll be fine. And just watching the film just now, we saw that. So a lot of times people don't understand, you know, from the outside looking in, they're saying this guy ain't making these plays or we should be doing this. But it's a bunch of little stuff with us, and everybody saw it today. So we got a real good chance to watch, you know, from the front all the way to the back end and see what everybody's doing. We had a chance to do that today and see that. We didn't get that time because of the season going on so fast. But now with the bye, we can actually take a step back and just make some corrections and make sure everybody's on the same point. And that's what we did today.